listening to Y108, Pittsburgh's number one for country, and something very near and dear to our hearts here at Y108, and especially to mine, is St. Jude. And coming up on June 23rd is the Pittsburgh St. Jude Gala, and we have two very special people here with us today to talk about that event and to give us some details behind it, Bill Tallarico and Santonio Holmes. How are you guys doing this morning?
I am great. Super excited to be here, and super excited to be alive today.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you, Maria, for your time.
And thank you for coming in. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing to support St. Jude here in Pittsburgh.
Actually, on Friday, June 23rd, we are hosting the 16th annual Pittsburgh St. Jude Gala at Acrisure Stadium. Our goal is fundraising, raising awareness for kids fighting cancer and catastrophic illnesses such as sickle cell disease for St. Jude Research Hospital.
And my wife Susie and I are honored to be serving along with Santonio and a lot of incredible volunteers and staff of St. Jude Hospital here in Pittsburgh in making this event one that's incredible and hopefully top all of our past efforts.
You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to host it last year, and the fundraising that came out of that event blew my mind.
Absolutely.
You know, in one night, what you're able to raise. I mean, with you guys here, it's going to be an incredible night. So we're really looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
How did you guys get involved with this event?
Me personally, being a father, you know, living with sickle cell trait, raising a son with a full sickle cell disease, having a nonprofit that raises awareness for sickle cell disease, which is the Third and Long Foundation, and just wanting to become an advocate and a voice for the families who are suffering with this disease.
And because St. Jude, too, you don't have to pay for a bill. They take care of everything, which is so, I mean, I've been doing the St. Jude Radiothon here at Y108 for 8 years now.
Okay.
And I still am blown away by the fact that the patients that go to St. Jude don't have to pay for a thing.
And that's the most central element of what we're trying to do here now, is raise money for those families, because there's a family that spoke last year, I think, at the gala when you were there, Maria, and he referenced how when his daughter went in and they're sharing with his wife, here's everything you're going to need. Here's where you stay. Here's where you eat. Here's what you do. And she said, how do I pay for all this? And they said, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your only job is to love your child and care for your child. And as a parent, when Susie and I heard that, and you know, you think, thank God our children aren't in this, and thank God we're not going through it. But as a parent, when you hear that, how do you not get involved? How do you not get behind that mission?
The weight that was probably lifted off of her shoulders in that moment. Oh, I mean, you can't, that's indescribable.
Yeah. And that's why we're so blessed and honored to be doing this good work here. And, you know, I think here in Pittsburgh, one thing that I love about being a Pittsburgher is we care for others. We take care of our neighbors. You know, we help those who can't help themselves. And
City of Champions, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have him. And I'll tell you, there's nothing honorary about his title. The work he's putting in and the work Santonio does is legit. You know, a lot of people take honorary titles to be just that. But my man's driving around the country, flying around the country and doing all he can to put his name and his likeness behind the success. But, you know, it's St. Jude, like you said, about not paying, not caring.
Sure.
The other thing that amazes me about St. Jude Hospital is they freely share research.
Yep.
So every discovery they make goes around the world, any hospital. And we have so many people, so many families that are being treated in regional, you know, local hospitals, following the protocols that come from St. Jude and following the guidance that comes from St. Jude. And St. Jude, you know, likes to say that we don't care who cures cancer, we just need a cure.
And I think that's why it's so important for Pittsburgh to support St. Jude, to get behind that. And I think that's something that we try to stress.
Absolutely.
You know, there's
16 years of supporting, you know, St. Jude here in this beautiful city of champions. And, you know, what better way to be a part of it than, you know, to have me as an honorary host for all the work that I've done in this community. Mayor Peduto had actually given, you know, a day that was awarded for the Santonio Holmes Third and Long Foundation, which was October 9th.
Yeah.
So we, you know, recognize on that day to continue our awareness and support for sickle cell disease and research.
So as the honorary co-chair of this event, and we just said it's not honorary because the work that he's doing is legit. What are you hoping to accomplish through this event?
Oh my God. The amount of money, it really don't even equate to the services that St. Jude provide at their hospital. I've visited numerous amount of times. I've spent time with so many kids that are dealing with all types of diseases and not just sickle cell disease. And to know that these families are cared for, that these kids can actually have a fun life, you know, while they're dealing with such traumatic, you know, issues in their life. My goal is to continue raising awareness and hopefully that we can find a cure for sickle cell disease and for every catastrophic disease that St. Jude is helping fight. right.
And you're so right. It is a hospital that makes life as normal for these kids as absolutely possible. I remember when I went to visit, I got to talk to a patient who has since passed, unfortunately, but her name was Maya. And she was, I think, 11 or 12 at the time. And I said, hey, Maya, like, what is your favorite part about St. Jude? And I was expecting to get, nothing, because she was like a preteen and didn't want to. She said, I love everything about St. Jude. And that changed my life. That changed my view of St. Jude. And like you said, I mean, it's so important what they're doing there and how they're making the lives of these children better as patients and the families that surround them. So thank you guys for doing this. We appreciate that. Now, how can Pittsburgh get behind and support St. Jude and be a part of the gala?
Yeah, so there's a couple things we can do here as Pittsburghers. I think the first thing is share the news, let everybody know what's going on, because last year somebody told us it's the greatest event they didn't know occurred, right? They
right.
heard of. So
right.
let's let everybody know it's happening and get behind that. And we'd love to have everybody listening come and join us on June 23rd at Acrisure Stadium.
And now, is there a way that people can get tickets to the
Absolutely.
Event?
Absolutely. You can purchase tickets on the website. Business owners, community leaders, there are a few sponsorship opportunities that are still available until June the 1st. So definitely we want to invite you guys to continue supporting this critical life-saving mission. And if you can't attend the event, you can definitely go on online auction by making a gift on the gala at www.stjude.org/Pittsburgh Gala.
And there's a lot of good baskets that I definitely
some bids in already.
I donated to stuff last year. I was like, I've been bidding on this. There's some very good stuff there. So definitely check that out, even if you can't make it to the event.
And thank you for that, Maria. And thank you for this opportunity. And thank you to everybody in the community. You know, San Antonio mentioned our sponsors. WG Tomco is our presenting sponsor this year. And we already have some incredible gifts and supporters that have come in. And this event's looking pretty good. So thank you to everybody that's already started to participate.
Thank you guys so much for coming in today. We're definitely going to spread the word about this. We love St. Jude. We love that you guys are hosting this event this year. And we can't be more excited to hear the wonderful results that I'm sure will come from that night.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys.
Awesome. Thank you guys here at 108 for allowing us to be here. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms that are out there caring for their loved ones.
That's it.
Amen.